Mishnayos Kinim, beginning with the last Masechta here in Seder Kutcher, we open up with the initial introduction. HaKarbanos Sheba'o Min HaTorim O Min B'nei Yonah. The Karbanos that come from the Torim or the B'nei Yonah, from the pigeons or from the turtle doves, they're what's called the Karbanos Ha'of, a carbon coming from a bird offering. And these Karbanos are Karbanos of a Yachid, of an individual. Meaning they don't come from the Tzibor. These Karbanos are specifically from Yechidim, from individuals. And they can come either as a chova or as a nedava, as an obligation, or as a nedava, as a voluntary gift offering. The karbanos of chova, the obligatory karbanos of, are going to be as follows. We have a whole bunch of categories. There's yoledes, a woman that gives birth. As the pasuk says, b'mos yimitar, l'benu l'bas, tav yikeves ben shnaso lola, u ben yona osar l'chatos, v'im lo simtu yada deyse, so we find a reference to a yoledes that she'll bring these karbanos ha'of for her karbanos after she gives birth. Then we find by a mitzora, one who has tzaras, that becomes healed and now is pure from his or her tzaras. It says, v'im dalu v'in yadu masakes v'lakach keves echad asham u'shtei tarim o'shtei b'nei yona ashtasag yado v'haya echad chatas v'echad ola. Again, by one who had tzaras and is being healed and becoming pure now, one can bring these karbanos of as their offering. Then we find by a zav, b'yom hashmini, the eighth day to his tahara, the pasuk says, b'yom hashmini yikach lo shtei sar mishnei b'nei yona, v'asa osa makoin echad chatas v'echad ola. So here's the reference as well. And then a zava, female zav. So a zav is one who has this emission from the body that makes them tamei. So a zav is the same thing, just for a woman. And the pasuk says, "Ubiyom Ashmin, the eighth day when they're becoming tar, tigach l'shtei sarim oshnei b'nei yona, v'asa kohen esa echad chatas v'esa echad ola." Again, reference to the karbanos of. And then we have by a nazir that became tamei, as it says, "Ubiyom Ashmin, the eighth day to his tahara, ubiyom Ashmin yavishtei sarim oshnei b'nei yona, v'asa kohen echad chatas v'echad la'ola." So these are all in the category of obligations. They're all obligated to bring these karbanos. And then you have one who's over on a shavua se'edus, on a shavua of testimony, or he's over on a shavua se'bita, like a regular shavua, or al tumas mikdash pekadashav, he defiles hektish, or he enters a base mikdash, a state of tumah. So he's chayav to bring a karban all over yorid. As the pasuk says, v'im lo sag yado deysa, v'evi ha'shamu ha'shechata, shtei yisar m'shnei b'nei yonal ha'sham, echad l'chatas v'echad la'ola. So all of these, how many do we have over here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 are the category of the chayva. We call ilo nintzel meidim. We learn shekabanas of chovahem. They're all obligatory. Is shtei sarim oshne b'nei yona, either two of the pigeons or two of the turtle doves. Shegozel echad lehem chatas vegozel echad ola, whereby one of the two serves as a chatas and one of the two serves as the carbon ola. Prat, with the exception of a yoledes, a woman that gives birth, Ashira, that's wealthy, that she would bring a keves for the ola, and then a Torah or ben yona for the chatas. So she would bring a lamb for the ola, and then a bird, either the Torah or the ben yona, for the chatas offering. Now, shtei sarim, o shnei b'nei yona, two turtle doves or two pigeons, are called a kan, kufnan, a kan. And lashon rabim would be kinim, and hence the name of a masechta, masechta kinim. And then a tar or a benyona yachid individual is what we call a preda. The Gata continues, mikan, from here we see carbon of chova, the obligatory carbon of, is called a kan chova. Baha gozel ha'echad chatas ve'echad ola. That in it, one bird is a chatas, one bird is an ola. So the kan is including two birds, like we just mentioned, whereby one's for a chatas and one's for an ola. So these are all, we mentioned now, chova obligation, obligatory karbanos. Now let's turn to nedava, voluntary gift karbanos of. Dehainim, adam noda, person makes a neder, or a nodiv, or he makes a nedava to bring a karban of. A neder is, behold, I will bring this karban, so no matter what, he has to fulfill his neder. And a nedava is, I'll bring this. So if this one, gets killed, you don't have to make it up. So in either case, neder and nedava, they're both still on one's own volition. You can even bring just one bird. It doesn't have to be two. It can even be one. Shalosh yonim, or it could be three. It could be three yonim or more. Kamash is whatever you want. because it's voluntary as it is. But when you bring them, they're only coming as a carbon ola, not as a chatas. Now, what's the difference between a chatas ha'ov and an ola ha'ov? So we actually learned about this back in Masechta Zvachim in Perek Vav, and we're going to learn about it in our Masechta as well in the very first Mishnah. And the Kahati right away brings differences between an ola and a chatas off or a chatas ha'ov offering. So the ola ha'ov is an esrefes kula, it's entirely burned and consumed on the mizbeach, like the din of an olas behema. Whereas the chatas ha'ov ain't ba'al mizbeach el adama, the mizbeach only receives its blood. That's it. Shemazim edama al kira mizbeach, we shmir with his blood on the wall of the mizbeach. Umematzim shiyar, and we squeeze the rest of his blood into the yisod of the mizbeach. And then the kula, the whole thing is eaten by the kahanim. So right away, there's a difference between the ola ha'ov, which is entirely consumed on the fire of the mizbeach, to the chatas ha'ov, that it's not. Another difference, the ola ha'ov is nasa lamala. It's done above. Meaning the kohen, shakohen ola l'karen dromis mizrach, it goes up to the southeast corner of the mizbeach. Umolik, he does the malika over there on the ola ha'ov. Umatze estam, he squeezes the blood onto the kir, the wall of the mizbeach. Lamala, above the chut hasikah, we had learned was this red line that went through the middle of the mizbeach all around. So this was done above the chut hasikah. But the chatas ha'ov is done below the chut hasikah. The hainu shakoin omid al rizpas hazara, the coin stands on the floor of the hazara, near the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Umolik does the malik over there on the chatas ha'ov. Umazet midama, he smears the blood on the wall of the mizbeach, below the chatas ha'ov, and then afterwards he squeezes the rest of left over the blood into the yisod of the mizbeach. And if one were to take an ola ha'ov and do the mitzi hadam below the chatas ha'ov, or a chatas ha'ov and does the hazav, the blood, above the chatas ha'ov, so they'd both be pasul, because they have to be done in their right place. Kain shein bo lulin as well, that the chatas ha'ov is kodemes la'ola ha'ov, it takes precedence before the ola ha'ov. Hainu, meaning you'll be makriv first the chatas ha'ov, and then afterward you do the ola ha'ov. The hakiv is chatas ha'ov lifnei, before the ola ha'ov. And the ketzad koyvim b'kan chayva, how is one koveya by a kan chova, by an obligatory kan, meaning which one of these birds is the chatas and which one is the ola? So davar the yachal di kovah al-yidei mevi hakan, the one that's bringing the kan, he can decide which to bring as the chatas and which to bring as the ola. The hainu b'shevashas l'kichas hakan, as he's taking the kan, he stipulates, harigoyzel, let this bird be for the chatas, and let this bird be for the ola. Gagon ze nikras hakan, and lashon mishnah kan mufreshes. So when one does so like this, he takes them and says, this bird's the chatas, this one's the ola, we call that a kan mufreshes, a stipulated kan. Vimhevis a kan, if he brought the kan and loipush, he didn't stipulate which is for the chatas, which is for the ola. So now this is what's called a kan stuma, a concealed kan, because we don't know which bird he wants to do for what. Umutu l'kohen lasos ezo she'irtz, and the kohen can decide which one's the chatas and which one is going to be the ola. And vimhevi adam kama kinim, if a person brought a bunch of kinim, stumais ke'achas, all at the same time, he doesn't stipulate each kan by itself, like peirish kol kan b'fnei asma. So the kohen can be makriv half as a chatas and half as an ola. Avla maybe kol kan b'fnei atzma, one who brings each kan on its own, ein a kohen ushar la'arv, and the kohen cannot mix them up. El chayvu l'kvoa b'kol kan, he has to be kovei, and each kan, one bird for the chatas and one bird for the ola. V'asel l'hakav shtei chatas, you cannot be makriv two chatas from one kan and two olas from one kan. Rather, each kan has to have one chatas and one ola. Mikan, therefore, if the carbonos became mixed up, and you don't know which is the chatas, which is the ola, so haris the garim lifsol, you're going to cause it that they're going to have to become puzzled because you don't know which one's which. And our Mishnah, our Masechta, will be discussing this exact topic, where you have kinim shenis arvu, they get all mixed up, this one with that one, or for example, it was one gazel, one bird from this kan, parach, it flew away to the bain kinim acheres amongst a whole bunch of other kinim, and now we don't know where that bird is. So we'll be discussing a lot here in the Masechta of various tarubuses of mixtures and what exactly is the outcome with these karbanos. And then lastly, in the entire Masechta, we're constantly going to have examples of Isha Shemivia Khan, a woman that brings her Khan. Why? Because most cases of Kinim are with women. Either Yoledes or Zevos. But the truth is, hu adin to anybody that's bringing the kan chova, that the halacha that we mentioned earlier are going to be applicable. Okay, well, with that, we conclude the introduction.